Can I go home today?
Baby, you can, but you better bring me home some meat. Last time you didn't bring me home nothing.
They told me I could only shoot if it's got 4 points on one side or bigger, but I might not see nothing. Can I go anyway?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna go get a big old bug down there. But sometimes I get a little antsy to pull the trigger.
I didn't see no horns in sight when he ran by my blind. But I got my 12 gauge up and pulled the trigger just in time. I barely had a foot out the door when my buddy called my cell phone. Started screaming about our management plan, but I've got a plan of my own. If it's brown, it's down, shoot that little doe. If it's got spots, nobody's gonna know. Even that fork horn, he's gotta go. If he's brown, he's down. You can't eat horns, I'm hunting just for meat. A tender little doe just can't be beat. Lord knows I'm a hungry man and I've gotta eat. If it's brownies down.
Yeah, a little brownies down, one of my favorite songs by Kevin Blake Weldon. Hey, we're already in our second segment. Coming to you from the Missouri Ozarks from my stand. I call it a deer stand. It's more of a ground blind with a nice chair and lots of action this morning. I'm set up to see an old clearing, and I can see the ridge over here to my right and the woods line down. It goes into a bottom, and I see a little bench down there, and already had a flock of turkeys come through, a little raghorn buck, a couple little does, and hearing a lot of shooting this morning. And we tried in the first segment to get a hold of the Vogelwagger. We couldn't get a hold of him, but we've got a hold of him now. Matt's talking in my ear, and he says he's got the Vogelwagger on, so we're going to go out and grab him at his deer stand. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm in this wonderful deer stand you talked me into using.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
Well, it's about 12 by 30, or some people might call it the back deck on our home in the country. It overlooks the lake. An old guy like me with bad legs does not belong in a tree stand. And I've got that little tug on it Coleman heater that you taught me about, and I'm not wearing my gloves trying to move it this year because that does leave scarring on your hand. And I'm on the back deck and I'm overlooking the lake and seeing a couple small does go down to the lake and get a drink. Nothing big yet. But
have you heard any Bambi music yet?
No. You know, this has got to be the best. You know, it looks like one of those Texas shooting houses, if I can call it that. You know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Why do I need to be out there? They're going to come to the water. You know, it's one of those good things. You know?
And also, you know, your setup is one of those where you can just get up out of your seat and go in and get a cup of coffee or go in and use the facilities. You don't have to do it in the woods.
Oh, yeah. It's another good thing. There's no more northern tents left in fields in sub-zero weather, you know?
Yeah, I got to tell you, this has been really fun doing the show here from the hunt.
Uh-huh.
And, I wasn't sure we could do this. What do they call this thing? A Comtrex? Comtree? What do they call this thing?
Comrex.
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 Yeah. Battery-operated deal, and with my microphone plugged in to catch the outdoor sounds. And then me talking in the headset made a pretty good combination. Matt says we're sounding pretty good this morning, Vogelwagger.
Well, that's excellent, because somebody goes, why are you out there, you know? And I'm going, it's being back with your roots, you know, hearing the sounds and the smells. And, you know, is there anything more beautiful than sunrise in the woods, except sunset in the woods? It's just gorgeous out here, you know, seeing the steam come off the lake. We're blessed people, and I'm glad you taught me about this. You know, it's not just to appreciate the kill, but to appreciate all the rest of it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, your job with this radio show is to read us some news. What do you got for me?
Okay, Cabela's Sportsman supports Sportsman Alliance with a $1 million donation this year.
Wow.
Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter in hunting and fishing outdoor gear, has renewed pledge support for the hunting heritage of American hunting, fishing, and trapping with a $1 million donation to the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation. And Our neighbor state, Kansas, offered disabled shooters the hunt of a lifetime. The Marion Muzzleloader Deer Hunt for People with Disabilities is sponsored by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks and Tourism, and the Marion Lake Foundation near Wichita. Isn't that outrageous? And Missouri does similar hunts like this, and it lets people who are physically impaired get and enjoy the woods. This is probably one of the more refreshing things I've done in a couple months, is just being out here.
Right.
You know, no cutting grass, just being out in the woods. Now, listen to this one, seriously. A Virginia hunter shoots an 18-point doe.
Wow.
For 4 years, this Virginia hunter, Les Spalvin, hunted what he thought was a trophy buck, and it turned out to be an 18-point doe. Have you ever done one of those?
No, I've never seen one of that. We call that a Rosie O'Donnell deer.
A Rosie O'Donnell? I thought it could be a Bruce Jenner deer, you know, one of the two.
It is.
You know, isn't that lovely? You get to hear the phone in the background from inside the house down there, you know? But have you ever seen one of those in Missouri?
No, I haven't. I've read about them, but I've never seen one.
Would that be a surprise? I mean, but you've always said, you know, by the shape of the head, you should be able to tell.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw something like that in the small Walmart down here in Mountain View.
Uh-huh.
Up at the counter getting a deer tag.
Hey, one of the things you've always said, and I like this next little piece, is don't poison a good deer camp with a bad attitude.
Yes.
We've all been in hunting camp and with our share of idiots by not congratulating a youth on a good harvest, or just being mean, you know? That's gotta suck. So enjoy your time out in the woods. It's one of those good things. Just don't be the jerk in the camp, you know? If somebody else got the monster deer, congratulate them.
Yeah, that's something about a deer camp or any type of camp, is that you got to be real selective of who you choose to come to your camp.
Let's talk about something really important here in Missouri, and it's Share the Harvest, a program that got started here in Missouri. Since 1992, we put out 3.3 million. That's 13.2 million quarter-pound meals of venison to the needy. Last year, we donated over 800,000 quarter-pound meals to Share the Harvest. In the county of St. Louis, you got GMW Meat Processing, Kenrick Meat Company, HMS Quality Meat Service, Matiker's Meat Shop, John's Butcher Shop, Max's Meat Shop. You want to do Jefferson County?
No.
I got them right here.
Well, give us a couple of Jefferson County. I'm just kidding, Chris. Go on.
Okay, just a second. Where did Jefferson County go? It begins with the J.
Well, now you can't find it.
Yeah, Dittmer Meat Company and John's Butcher Shop.
Okay.
You know, those are two, and it's, hey, get involved with this. It's a good program. They're going to take your deer, and they're going to process it, and they're going to distribute it. In St. Charles County, you got Dan's County Country Meats and Josephville Meat Processing.
Right. They can go to the website, MDC website, or call the Conservation Federation, or go to the website and get more information with all that.
And they'll show you all the counties in the state and where you can take it.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's just awesome that we have this system.
Yeah, I guess I got a question for you. You should get ready to say thanks. Are you going to be able to use that to donate some deer this year?
I'm going to try my best. I am going to try my best, you know.
Hey, look, you should be really proud of me. I didn't play bad at hunting deer coming back from commercial.
Thank you. You know, it's whether I do or whether I don't, hey, I'm just going to enjoy being out here, and we're going to enjoy family. That's the whole thing you taught me about deer hunting. It's not always about the harvest. It's about enjoying family and friends and the good times and good food. He's made a giant pot of
beans. Which reminds me, you mentioned good food. What did you think about last weekend's food I kept sending out from camp while you wasn't out deer hunting? What did you think of that?
Oh, my God, man. And people are looking at those going, boy, those look good. No, they're not this good. They're fantastic. I had to correct you. Well, they're going, oh, it's this. No, it's fantastic. You'll never taste a better pork steak in your life. In your life, you will never eat any better at a deer camp than a Ray-Eye deer camp. You know, people keep on asking you to put out a deer camp or a turkey camp cookbook, man. You tear it up.
I need to do that. Hey, Chris, we need to get out of here. Hey, good luck with your deer hunt. Hope you get a big fat deer. And you ought to turn those phones off. The deer might know you're there if you keep hearing phones.
Maybe they think it's just from the, you know, the house. The phone's ringing, you know, just like normal sounds.
All right. Well, we need to go. Good luck. We're going to take a break.
Take care.
And we're going to see everybody on the other side. We're going to come back with Linda Powell. We'll
okay.
See you on the other side.